I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Pennsylvania and Delaware are inching closer to restricting the levels of toxic PFAS compounds allowable in drinking water. For decades, the class of compounds known as forever chemicals, because they don't really readily break down in the environment, have tainted water, air, and soil in this region and across the country. WHYY Zoe Reed has more.
There are no federal maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, that would limit the levels of PFAS in public drinking water. So some states, like New Jersey, have taken it upon themselves to implement enforceable MCLs. Pennsylvania proposes to limit the compound PFOA to 14 parts per trillion and the compound PFOS to 18 parts per trillion, just slightly higher than New Jersey's limits. Tracy Carlucci of Delaware Riverkeeper Network says it's a step in the right direction, but not harsh enough.
We see this action to be historic, and the only way to really remove them from our drinking water is to establish a maximum contaminant level that mandates their removal. But we are asking for much stricter MCLs.
Delaware proposes an MCL of 14 parts per trillion for PFOS and 21 parts per trillion for PFOA. Vicky Prettyman is part of the organization CERCAP, which helps people get clean water. A former town manager for the town of Blades, she drank PFAS-contaminated water there for 10 years and wonders if her stage 4 kidney failure is caused by the exposure. She wishes Delaware's proposal was stricter, but she also hopes water providers and customers won't be financially burdened by MCLs. Prettyman says the polluters should foot the bill for the required filtration systems.
No child should have to go through a high PFAS in their system that could cause life-ending medical concerns. But the municipalities, the utilities, should not be penalized for not having the money in order to put a very expensive piece of equipment in to take care of the water.
Both states will begin taking public comment later this month. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.